You can rock some if you want.
Okay, very good. Ladies and gentlemen, we've resumed our broadcast here. We're kind of getting set up for some post-game interviews. We have with us Ramon Caffrey, the manager of the Tyler East team, and also Trace Reed and Seth Gibson, who've been chosen by the officials here for some post-game interviews. So, Coach Caffrey, if you're ready, and we have all of our equipment set up and ready to go, we'll begin with an interview. First of all, what do you think? It was kind of a long day today, a lot of rain delays, and it didn't look good early, frankly, down 6-0, and several hours later, and the team was able to come out on top.
Obviously we came out a little bit slow. The other team did a great job putting the ball in play, kind of find the holes. Had a couple miscues, a couple focus issues. And I think there was about three or, I don't even know, I lost count of how many rain delays. We were up here, supposed to be up here at 8:30, then we got up here at 9:30 because they delayed the game. Then a couple more rain delays. Finally they sent us to the hotel about, 3 o'clock and told us to be back at 5. And we came back and told these guys, hey, don't lose focus, keep playing our game, and it's going to come, the bats will come alive, and finally it did.
Well, I've said many times, the Ramon Caffrey team never gives up. Brent Wadle was asking me, what do you think he's saying in there to those guys? What did you say to those guys in some of those darker moments of being down 6-0 and then having the game suspended for such a long period of time, down 6-4, and then frankly going into the last inning down 2 runs, down to our last 3 outs? How did you keep these guys focused for such a long period of time?
The biggest thing is, you just tell them to don't lose their effort. You keep the effort up no matter what's happening. You just keep telling them to keep that effort up. Then you say a few other private words to them to get them motivated. But the biggest thing is that there's no quitters on this team. From 1 to 13, I've even told them, hey, if they think the game is over, in the middle of this game, actually, I told all the kids, if you think the game is over, if you think we've lost, you can sit on the bench. We got guys ready to go in. And they look at me and they responded, so.
Well, speaking of guys ready to go in, how about Cannon Clawson coming in there with one of our stars of the game pitching very effectively, Seth Gibson, and you pull the string and put in Clawson, and just following the pattern that you have all year in terms of using multiple pitchers, but showing confidence in a lot of guys, and they're earning your trust.
Hey, I got definitely confidence in every guy here. No joke. Even the four guys sitting on the bench, absolute confidence. When that situation calls, they're always ready to step up. In this case, we have our approach, and Kanan's ready to. He's biting at the bit since 7 o'clock this morning. He's banging on the alarm clock, ready to go. And I just got to unleash him and let him go. He got confidence in everybody.
All right, thank you, Coach Caffrey.
Thank you.
For the marks. Let's pass the mic over there to Trace Reed, who is making a habit of being one of our stars of the game. He was the star of the game in the first game and victory by Tyler East. And Trace here today coming through huge in that last inning. You had a great game going into that last inning. Reached on a single, reached on an error, had a walk. And so you had a very productive evening going for yourself. But you came up in that critical seventh inning. And tell us what happened there. You got behind 0-2. And most people will be looking to just put the ball in play, and you hammer one to the fence for a 3-run double. So how'd you pull that off?
He started me off with he had a pretty good changeup, and threw me off with it. Came back with another fastball outside. Just let it go by, and then he left the fastball up, unfortunately for him, and I just hit it pretty well. But I have to say, Tanner, Seth, and Jacob all did a good job of getting on. I wouldn't have been able to do it without them on base.
Absolutely. We pointed that out on the broadcast. Vandell getting on with a leadoff bunt, and then Gibson and Spitzer also getting base hits in that inning. And then you cleared the bases with that shot to put the Tyler East team up for good. Tell us a little bit about the other teams that we have coming up in pool play. I know you guys have been meeting some of these guys. You've been watching a little bit. Coach Campbell over here has been scouting them. This was a big win. Tell our fans why this was such a big win between Maryland and Tyler East, the two undefeated teams in our pool.
Well, of course, we're both undefeated. Everyone was looking forward to this game. Both teams were looking forward to playing each other, and I think this is just a great team win overall. Everybody did their part. We made a few errors, but we bounced back. Good pitching, good defense, good hitting. Just came out as a good team win.
Yeah, absolutely. Showed a lot of resiliency from a lot of very challenging circumstances with the weather and all the delays that are involved. So let's pass it over to Seth Gibson, our other star of the game. And Seth had a great game at the plate. I'll ask you about that first, and then we'll let you talk about your pitching a little bit. You had a single and a big double, and as Dr. Wedel pointed out on the broadcast, you tend to be kind of the emotional leader of the team, Seth, so I think that really put a lot of energy into our team when you hit that double. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I just feel like the team expects me to, you know, do the best I can and be the leader on this team. So I come into play. Tanner does an excellent job getting the bunt down, leading our team up, you know, in this inning. And then coach calls a hit and run, you know. It's high on the outside, but I got to take it for the team, so I just try to poke it out there and do the best I can.
Well, and poke it you did. You poked it right over the right fielder's head for a double, and that would have scored Bandel, but for the fact that he had to hold up just a little bit there. So let's talk about your pitching, man. You came in, usually you come in the closer role, kind of left-handed the other night, but instead you were the setup guy tonight, and very effectively, two innings of work, and hardly a guy reached base against you. It looked like you had your bacon pitch working real well. Tell us what worked well for you tonight, and how were you able to get those guys out?
Well, first of all, I thank my catcher, Mason. He was calling some great pitches for me. He mixed my curveball in well. Even though it wasn't working for a few pitches, he'd keep calling it, and he trusted me, and I just sit back and relax and through it, and I let my defense just work.
All right. Congratulations, Seth, on the job well done. Thank you all for letting me interview you, and keep the roll going. There may be some questions here from our local media, so you guys don't go away. This will complete our broadcast, though, and we'll look forward to having all of you guys out there in Texas tuning in again tomorrow. Our next broadcast will be tomorrow evening. We're going to play against Canada, and that game will maybe start a little late than the scheduled 7 o'clock Central Time. So follow on RoseCapitalEast.com for updates as we get them, and we'll try to let you know as close as we can as to when that game will get started.
Yeah, what do you guys know about the other teams that you haven't played yet? Have you scouted them?
We play Canada tomorrow, and then the local team, the host team, Brewer Maine. I think I have one of the best scouting departments in the world, and that's Billy Campbell over here. Seems like the wisdom comes with age, so he scouts the teams well. But anyways, no, I think all the teams here are quality teams. They wouldn't be here if they weren't. But I feel 110% if we stick to our game, we put pressure on them. Base hits, good pitching, locate our pitches, that we're the team to beat in our pool.
What did you guys do back at the hotel before you came back?
What did we do back at the hotel? We ate about 10 pizzas, Doritos, Chex Mex, zebra cakes, oatmeal cookies, kind of just hung out, you know. We had kind of got the momentum right before they called the big rain delay. We got the momentum. So, you know, we kind of went back to the hotel. Most of the kids stayed in uniform. Our guys were ready to play. We weren't washing uniforms, anything like that. We were ready to play. We were back here, beat the other team here to the ballpark. And I think that showed we just mentally stayed focused.
You guys ever had a day like this where you had to just sit around and wait?
I'll pass that to these two guys because I only coach typically. I mean, obviously, this is the farthest I've ever gotten. So the games that I coached, they would have uncalled it, and you were just coming back tomorrow or the next day. These two guys play bigger games than I coach, so maybe they had some better experience about rain delays.
I play a lot of baseball and select and Little League and All-Stars and all this, but this is by far the longest rain delay I've had. I mean, we're up at the ballpark here this morning for about 5 hours and then go back to the hotel for another 3 hours and came back here and finished this game. And these three innings felt like a whole game the way we played them. So this is by far the longest rain delay.
I'm sure that probably helps that you guys play the last game tomorrow, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I think, you know, having the last game, we can kind of see what happens. If there is another weather delay, we're not sitting in the dugout. We can be sitting at the hotel or up in the stands. And kind of get, you know, emotionally let us calm down a little bit, refocus. But I do want to say, with all the rain, honestly, if it rained like this in Texas, the games would be canceled. And I just want to say that the field crew, although we were very upset about how many rain delays there were, I think they did a great job. And with as much rain as we've gotten, the field looks really good. All right, thank y'all.